Previously, I've been discovered in my function of narrating this story and forced to be a more active participant in it. I must say, in all my time as a disembodied voice, I have never encountered a character with such blatant disregard for rules. Why am I even doing this? I had a bright future. I was supposed to go to Juilliard. I have a great vocal range. Once, I even voiced a chicken.
And this is Batman ordering a soy milk macchiato with matcha and hazelnut. Yes, with cream on top. I'm Batman.
Oh, I'm sure you can still make it to university. I believe in you. Follow your dreams, Mr. Voice. Oh, look! Look! There's Jamie over there!
Actually, say, Sarah...
Yeah?
You might want to pretend that I'm not here and go back to ignoring me when I talk to the audience. I think the others can't hear me and you might come across as a little bit out of your mind.
Hmm. All right. But you better keep your promise and be more helpful with those comments.
Fine, I'll help.
No! How many times do I have to repeat myself? I don't do improv. Why do you even know what improv is? No, I don't want to make like the tree. Stop pulling me on the stage!
Jamie, I was looking for you!
Sarah! Thank God! Quick, we have to get away from here. Those bouncy round things are like my 5-year-old cousin when he's on a sugar rush.
Whoa! Okay, sure. I guess we're doing the running thing. Do you think we can steal a car on the way? This is exciting.
Sorry, but after years of being stopped babysitting at family assemblies, I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I get that. I have a 3-year-old sister.
Oh, that must be nice. I always wanted to have a younger sibling. I was always the youngest in my family, so during Purim or Hanukkah, I was always the one tugging at everyone's sleeves. I was really happy when my cousin came along. Well, until he constantly tugged at my sleeve, that is.
That's karma, I guess.
I guess. Phew. It doesn't seem like they followed us. Did you have any more luck with the search for Peter's present?
No, not really. That party was a bad idea. I ran into Carmen looking for Peter, though.
Are you okay?
No, I feel like I'm messing up everything I touch and now I can't even find Peter's present. Yes, I'm fine. I just want to find the presents and get out of here. And maybe at least make somebody's Christmas. Is this a hug?
I think that's what they usually call it, yeah.
That's exactly what I needed right now.
You seemed so sad for some reason. I thought it might help. Oh, sorry! Was that too much?
No. It's alright. It's just... This is so nice. You're so nice, Jamie.
You're really nice too, Sarah. You're always so concerned about everyone else's feelings.
I could never be as nice as you. You make being nice look so easy. It's like second nature to you. It almost pisses me off how nice you are.
That's not true. You're like the nicest person ever.
No, I'm not. You are.
No, you!
You! Let's both be nice and go look for those presents then, okay?
Yes, let's do that. Someone, somewhere here has to have seen something, right? We might be able to ask someone. Whoa, that was a lot of some.
Yeah, let's ask around some.
Now it's your turn, dear listeners. Tune in again tomorrow so we can help Sarah and Jamie find the present they're looking for, and who knows, maybe at the end of the search, some of the cuddly creatures will wait for us too, with some treats and all their Christmas spirit. By which I mean free cookies. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Paya. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominic Padota. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The harp was played by Carrie Whitman.
This episode was written by Carrie Whitman.